Derech emun Playground is where I'm falling again. And now I know that I've got to choose again. Homo Ringo. Homo Ringo.
Yago Herman.
It's a schuss. To have Ellie Shuckman back. Ellie, we miss you. Schuss. Dove, we'll figure out. I don't even know where to begin, Dove. There's not definitely not enough time. I guess dedicated to you, Dove. It's Dove Percal. Ha'ara, I just want to share with everybody that we speak about all the time. It's something that we could chazer over every day and talk about every day and discuss and have a conversation about as much as we can. It's a it's a schus. I don't know how many of the chevra know, but there's someone here also who's a chassan who is very close with. I feel very close to. He's here with his father. It's a schus to have you here. Yosef Schwebel is here. Thank you for being here. You know, what's amazing is that there's so many chevra, and Yosef's one of them, who's so connected to all of us, everybody, every Jew is connected. We're all close to each other, we just don't know it. We just don't know how close we all really are. And then just sometimes we're able to feel the closeness and experience the closeness. I want to say, let's have in mind Rabbi Lazarus Moshe Yosef Ben Batya, who is, I think, in the hospital now. We should have in mind he'd be sitting here most of the time. He sits here. Mirtz Hashem, he'll be back here well. Mirtz Hashem, the famous words and the scary words, the weird, even though you can't say anything, the Torah, Chas V'Shalom, it's not weird, just the whole context is so strange that the Jewish people leave, finally, they're free. They're finally free. They're free. It's like the guy who gets married, finally I got married. The guy who finally has whatever it might be, finally he made it. And then the words that are so powerful, in the same aliyah, I have this kasha every time, in the same aliyah of Yashir, the same Mirtz Hashem, you'll see on Shabbos, we don't even finish the celebration of Oz Yashir, which is a bechina of La'asid Lavo. It's a bechina of Geula, of Mashiach, of Geula, of Olam Haba. And in the same paragraph, in the same thing, what happens? V'lo yachlu lishtois min amayim. They can't drink. Ki marim heim. They start complaining. It's bitter. Ugh, bitter, bitter, bitter. The guy gets married. His life is finally going to be perfect. And then it's not perfect. The guy finally thinks everything's going to work out, and then things don't work out. It's the story of life. Life is hard. Life is painful. Life is filled with pain and struggle. We were just at, it's not going to be a Holocaust schmooze. We were just yesterday, some of the chever, we were just in Yad Vashem. These are people who are still alive, people who went through the horrors of the Holocaust. Iran, the whole world, Genugshein, enough. We don't know the ways of Hashem. We don't know the ways of Hashem. The ways of Hashem sometimes feel and we experience kimarim haim. Sometimes it's bitter. Sometimes it's bitter. Sometimes things are bitter. Sometimes things are difficult. Life is difficult. Life is difficult. Life has challenges. When you're 18, when you're 14, when you're 10, not to scare anybody, this is what Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, Eka Asher Eka. When you're 20, when you're 30, when you're 40, it continues. Kimarim haim. Kimarim haim. Kimarim haim. V'lo yachu lishtois min amayim. They just got out of Mitzrayim. They just saw Ra, Shivchal hayam, Ashaloi Ra, Yecheskel ben Buzi. They had Nevuah. They saw Hashem. And then suddenly, and we know what happens. We know what happens in the Midbar. We know the challenges. Klal Yisrael's challenge. Nachamol, Nachamol. Another time, another time. It's the story of your life. It's your life. It's our life. It's my life. It's the story of the Jewish people. It's my story. It's your story. Kimarim haim. V'lo yachu lishtois min amayim. They couldn't drink because the water was so bitter. Sometimes life can be so bitter. Sometimes it could be so mar. Sometimes it could be so bitter. Now I'm going to add something on this, because we've spoken about this in the past. That's why I'm saying we could speak about this all the time, all the time, all the time. Kimarim haim, you guys know, you got to know this pshat. This is like Aleph Beis, like Baal Shem Tov, Aleph Beis Judaism, Aleph Beis Yiddishkeit life. Kimarim haim, right? You guys know the pshat. Not that the water was bitter, but rather what? They were bitter. I'm bitter. So when I'm bitter, everything around me tastes bitter. So wait, so we have a stira, and we had this. I want to talk this out together. There's a stira. I don't get it. Is it my dad? Is it my mom? Right? We don't want to gaslight anyone and say, no, you're the one who's bitter, as we have the entrance to the Beis Medrash. Kol ha-poisel b'mumay poisel. So how does this work? I don't understand. Is it me or is it him? Am I the bitter one, kimarim haim, or kimarim haim? Is the coffee really bitter, or are my lips bitter, and my heart is bitter? Is it my father, or is it me? Is it my mother, or is it me? Is it my roommate, or is it me? And that's a great question to ask yourself. That's a great question to ask yourself. It's a great question to ask yourself. Is it me? Kimarim haim? Are the waters bitter? Is my roommate really, really the problem? Or am I the problem? That's where, by the way, the Binyamin and Ari principle was born. I don't know if it was... Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, Ari's saying over the Torah already. You're explaining pshat. You're saying the pshat over? Oh, okay. I thought you were explaining the concept. The concept is usually people are either or. Usually people have either or. Usually people live in the world where it's all me, it's all me, it's all me, it's my fault, it's my fault, it's my fault. Or they live in the world of it's your fault, 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 it's your fault. Kimarim haim. Either the water's bitter or I'm bitter. Now hopefully, part of your life, hopefully at one stage, it definitely will happen here, because you know that that's how we talk over here, and that's what we speak about over here, as we have, to the entrance to yeshiva. When you point one finger at somebody else, you have three pointing at yourself. This is true. This is true. They are not the problem. They are not the problem. If there is no enemy within, then the enemy on the outside can do us no harm. That's a fact. You guys know that I don't like to say truths. I like to try and say things that are true. But this thing is a emes, is emes. Lo echad bilvad omad aleinu l'chal yisenu. The enemies outside do not destroy Klal Yisrael. The Belzerov said, the lo echad bilvad omad aleinu l'chal yisenu. What destroys us is the le'echad bilvad. The fact that we're not one. That is bilvad. Amad aleinu l'chaloseinu. That is what destroys the Jewish people. No one on the outside could destroy the Jewish people as much as the sinas chinam and us not being together. And Baruch Hashem, Klal Yisrael is so together. There is so much achdus. We are close and we're getting closer to each other, right? We know we don't speak in any categorized. We don't categorize a Yid is a Yid is a Yid. A Jew is a Jew is a Jew. As the Kleisenberger Rebbe said, let's see where I could find the quote. Let's see where I could find it so I could say it out well. Maybe someone could look it up for me. That this is one of the things, the Kleisenberger Rebbe, who lost 11 children and his wife in the Holocaust, and he said, this is one of the things that I miss about the Holocaust. When we were on the death march and we were marching, nobody knew whether somebody had a beard. No one knew religious, not religious, who kept Shabbos, who didn't keep Shabbos, who this, who that. We were all together, hand in hand, together. The Jewish people, Klal Yisrael, Kimarim Haim, is a great question to ask yourself. Where is the enemy? Is the enemy within myself? Can I become closer to my father? Can I work on my relationship with my father? Can I work on my relationship with my siblings? Do I have to stay closer to my mother? Do I have to do more for my mother? Do I have to be careful and I have to stay away from certain relationships? That's a great question to ask yourself. That's ki marim haim. It could be that the circumstance that you're in is mar, bitter. It could be the water is bitter, but you could also be bitter. So that takes two together. Kimarim haim. Kimarim haim. When you're able to distinguish between what's me and what's the other person, as we speak about all the time, and we don't speak about it enough. I could say we don't speak about it enough, about codependency. We talked about it the other day. Your family structure, your father, your mother, you as a sibling. Where is your role? Do you have resentment? Is your resentment towards a person? Is your resentment towards Hashem? Are you angry at Hashem? Are you angry at a person? Maybe you're angry at yourself. You have trouble forgiving Hashem? I don't know if you got there yet. You have trouble forgiving your father, your mother? It could take years and years and years. It could take years and years and years for a person. I love about this, and I love about Torah, and I love about talking things that are true. I've seen this, I don't want to say 100, probably more than 100 times. I said, there's going to be a Balaturim. The Balaturim, listen to what the Balaturim says. I saw it now, first time, I just underlined it, while we were singing, while we were davening and trying to connect. The Balaturim says, the pay of Ki Ani Hashem Roifecha, Hashem will heal you. Not your therapist. Your therapist could help heal you. Bididi havi uvda. I've experienced that myself. You could work and work on work on something and work on something and work on something and work on something and work on. When the time is ready, the time is ready. When the time ain't ready, the time ain't ready. Ki ani Hashem roifecha. You think you control your life. What we can do is I could be aware of codependence. I could be aware of my relationships. I could be aware, is it me that's the problem or it's my roommate that's the problem? I could scratch my head and ask myself that question. I could read the sign to the entrance of the Beis Medrash and say, my judgment on other people, maybe I'm too judgmental on myself. You're going to tell me that that's not true? You're going to tell me that that's not true, that I don't need to have more compassion for myself? Who can have more compassion for themselves? Old school, schmold school. I'm the most old school. My father was a Holocaust survivor. Old school. We're all old school. We all need more compassion. We all need more love. We all need more healing. Ki ani Hashem Roifecha is not for 2026. It's for 1942 also. It's for the alt from the older yeshivas, no matter how old a person is. Ki ani Hashem Roifecha. Listen to the Baal HaTurim. The Baal HaTurim says, not that we need the Baal HaTurim to teach us this, but he says it. Refuah is bidei shamayim. When refuah is bidei shamayim, listen to this. This is so deep. Then it comes benachas. Then it comes pleasant. When it's bidei adam, it comes koshi. Control. When you're trying to control myself first online, when I'm trying to control for sure another person, for sure another person, Hashem, Avi, go for it. Grant me the serenity
to accept
the people. And we don't say this enough. We have to chaz over as we're getting ready to go back home, Pesach, to be home with our families. Hashem, grant me the serenity to accept the people who I cannot change. The courage, I add, and humility to change the person who I can. And the wisdom to know that that person is moi, me. Ki marim heim. Maybe I'm the problem. Oh, then Ari's going to ask the Kasha. And Binyamin's going to ask the Kasha. Everyone's going, what do you mean I'm the problem? That's the biggest gaslighting in the world. My father's a whatever. My mother's a whatever. Do you know what my family looks like? So what do you mean ki marim heim? Ki marim who? So good. That's a good Kasha. That's a great question. It doesn't have to be either or. It's not either all his fault or all your fault. It's Kimarim Haim. We're all together. It's from Hashem. Hashem put you in the family that he put you. Hashem gave you the father that he gave you. Hashem gave you the taiva that you have. Hashem gave you the challenge that he gave you. He gave you the roommate. He gave you every circumstance. He gave us every circumstance. Now you could say, oh, that's bypassing, because now I'm blaming everything on Hashem. So ask that. That's a great kasha. So ask that. Am I just pushing everything on Hashem? Maybe I need to have more resentment. I know it's going to sound crazy. Maybe I have to have more resentment and more upsetness at people who really hurt me. And not just say, oh, it's all from Hashem. Or maybe, it's the opposite. Maybe I have to put more on Hashem. I've done it all. I've done it all. I've had times where I needed to learn to lean more on the people who I need to, because some people have trouble leaning on other people. It's one of the lists of ready to get married that you could actually ask for help. Some people are like, oh, I don't need any help. I have Hashem. I don't know. Maybe you actually need help, right? What's that famous story? The guy, he's drowning. The helicopter comes. No, I got Hashem. The boat comes. No, I have Hashem. And then he drowns. He dies, right? Yeah, the parking also, yeah. Right? Maybe you're relying too much on Hashem. I know that sounds crazy. Oy vey, how could he say that? That's a good missed soundbite, right? He's relying too much. But it could be. Moshe Rabbeinu says, why are you... Nachshon ben Aminadav. Jump in. No, Hashem Creed. What do they say? It's a great line. I heard this once. Some of you like this. Someone I heard from one of these speakers, he says, when you're waiting for a sign, a guy goes, no, I'm waiting for a sign to change my life. I'm waiting for a sign. The guy said, that is the sign. You're waiting for a sign. You just got the sign. That is the sign. If you're waiting for a sign, that is the sign. So sometimes we rely too much on Hashem, whatever that means. Sometimes I rely too much on my friend. Sometimes a person needs to learn that it's me and it's not my father. Sometimes a guy has to say, no, it's not me, it was my father. And I need healing in that. Ki marim heim ki ani Hashem roifecha. Hashem will heal you. Hashem will heal you. If you're trying to control the healing, if you're trying to fix it yourself, there's a partnership. The biggest challenge that we have, I think, the biggest challenge, again, I'm a little bit older than the Chevra here. The biggest challenge, just a little bit, the biggest challenge that you, that when you're your age, and we've spoken about this, we have to speak more about the, because why is it so important to talk about codependence? Why is it so important to talk about interdependence? Interdependence, that I'm independent, because it's all about the relationship with Hashem. It's all having the ability. We spoke with a chevra last night. I gave a little bit of a, together we spoke with some chevra, and one of the guys asked, they were asking such good questions. Oh, wow, it's already 6:35. They were talking about, let's say I have so much, I was talking about if I have so much love and I marry someone who has little love, or your relationship with a lot of love, a little love, and the guy said, okay, well, let's say he's in a relationship with someone who has so much love and he has less love, is that good? I know what the answer is. It's good to ask yourself that question. It's good to ask yourself to be aware of Kimarim Haim, to understand what's me and what's my roommate. What belongs to me, what belongs to my roommate. To be honest with oneself. To be honest with oneself in his relationships. And that relationship includes the relationship with Hashem. With all of my trauma, with all of your trauma, with all of our trauma, and all of our things with Hashem, am I avoiding something? Is my relationship with people, what is my relationship with people? What is my relationship with myself? What is my relationship with myself? What is my relationship? How do I think about things within myself? How do I connect to myself? What are my thoughts within myself? Someone was telling me, I was talking to some chevra. The relationship to look at you, someone said this, and it mamish works. This is more on a cognitive level. He was saying, like, he's learning to talk nice to himself. He's learning to talk to himself. I need to learn how to do this. To talk to himself nicer. And to look at himself like he's a child. And to be aware of his thoughts, of the conversations he's having with himself. Do you know how hush that is? It's like the healing. Where is my healing coming from? Ki ani Hashem reifecha. Ki ani Hashem Reifecha. If you're working too hard, if you're working too hard to heal yourself, if you're working too hard and it hurts to heal yourself, maybe you have to let go a little bit. If you feel you're not working hard enough, maybe you have to not let go. Maybe you have to work harder in your relationships. There's no like this way or that way. What does this have to do with Dov Perkel? What it has to do with Dov Perkel, exactly, right? Dov's like, what, how did that happen? I'm telling everybody here, I'll give you his number. I'll give you Dov Perkel's number. Dov Perkel is like I grew up with older siblings, so my transference is a lot to an older brother figure, someone who I look up to. Dov Perkel is someone who I was blessed for many, many years to do everything that we're talking about, and to search within yourself, to search. It's not about finding. Hashem will help you find whatever you have to find. It's about the search. It's about the search. They say bedika, someone once said, Avram Tzvi Klein, I don't know if you guys know, ATK, he said over once, bedika, beis, dalet, kuf, are the same letters as dvika, to be dovek to Hashem. It's not about attaining your dvekas to Hashem. It's about searching within yourself. It's about asking yourself, Aryeh Mizrahi, yeah. And I want to say, it doesn't, And I want to say it does not, I'm telling you, no, and I don't want to, I'm not trying to discourage anyone. I'm not discouraging anyone. It's not, it's life. This is what life is. As Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, the tzaddikim, have told us, it's not about knowing Hashem and believing in yourself. It's about believing in Hashem and knowing yourself, getting to know yourself. Getting to know yourself. Getting to be young to get to know yourself. Rabbi Lazarus, he should have a refuah shlema. Rabbi Lazarus in his, I don't know how old he is. He's married almost 60 years. Sits in a shalom bayis shir with a newlywed. Dov Perkal, these are people, I just want to tell you, it's not like, oh, Dov's, he does so many guys say, which he does, him and his wife and his family. I mean, he's got, David Reiser, guys. David Reiser. David Reiser. But I want to say something. I said this when Rabbi Kalish was here also. It's a big mistake that people make. They make a very big mistake. They think it's about camp. They think it's about yeshivas. They think it's about Klal Yisrael. They think it's about Klal, this big thing. I want to be like Dov Perkal. I want to be like Klal Yisrael and run this big thing. And Rabbi Kalish and all the tzaddikim and all these great people. No one becomes great by wanting to become great. No one becomes great because they made a decision that I'm going to be great. That's not how you become great. You become you. Whether you end up becoming great or not has nothing to do with you. That has to do with Hashem. Rabbi Tzal Cohn, Rabbi Cohn. Rabbi Cohn. I know Rabbi Cohn. I know Rabbi Cohn. Yeah. I'll never forget. I met Rabbi Cohn. I don't know if he remembers. He's a little kid with his brother at Sam's house at Shabbos. I don't know if you remember. You're telling over your story, a little kid. He didn't say, okay, one day I want to be this holy rabbi who's makarev the Jewish people and brings them closer to themselves and to Hashem. He tries to stay true to himself. Try to stay true. And you know what? It's hard to be true to yourself. Don't think, yes, I said it on the video, it's the easiest yeshiva, it's the hardest yeshiva. That's easy to do. You know how long it took me to do that video? Ask Yitzhak Grunwald. Well, usually it takes me a few minutes. It takes 30 seconds. Yeah, it's the easiest yeshiva, hardest yeshiva, just be you. I'm a big talker. It's hard to just be you. It is the hardest yeshiva in the world. It is the hardest yeshiva in the world. It's harder than the easiest yeshiva in the world. That's what I got to say more. It's harder than it's easy. Just to struggle to look it within yourself. So what do they say? Oh, look, he's got his shema thing. He's got his shema. He's a big guy. He's a this. He's a that. I know Dov. They don't know the story. The stories of, I don't even know the guy's names when you took over the camp. And that the Gehenim. You know, with that chevra, I don't know, just facing the devil, facing your demons. Ki ani Hashem roifecha. Ki ani Hashem roifecha. To be able to say, Hashem, I don't know what you did to me. I don't know. I can't deal with this. I can't deal with the pain. It's kimarim haim. I can't. I got to let go. I got to let go and give it to you. I can't. Chkenisht. And sometimes to say... And sometimes to say, I gotta, what's the pasuk? Sorry that I don't have the pasuk. Be so, right? What's the pasuk? Hashem Yilachem, right? What does he say? Vatem Tachrishun, be quiet, stop, go. Right, stop, right? Nasho, hey, everyone's waiting. Everyone's waiting. Everyone's waiting for the sea. Everyone's waiting for the, right? That's Mamash, a great Vart. Everyone's waiting for your sea to split. Everyone's waiting. Oh, go ahead. Let's go. My sea is going to split. When is all my life, when am I going to be happy already? When am I going to finish with my anxiety? When is my OCD going to go away? When is my tivus going to go away? When is all that going? You know what the answer is? It's not going to go away. It's not going to go away. Ask Hashem to help you and be Nachshon ben Aminadav and take a step and move forward. Move forward. If that means move in, then move in. Could mean move in. I'm the one who made that up. Don't move on, move in. I'm the one who said it, so I can take a shot on that. Move in. So move in. If you're moving on, is moving in, then that's it. Like I said in the gym, and I'm Chayzer, David, I'm Chayzer. Shlomo Deitch, my nephew, always used to tell me, he says, Uncle Yoni, I'm not maskim. I don't like it because working in is, even though I said working in is harder than working out. Working out is also, so the answer is, it's true. Sometimes working out is working in. I don't mean to just be say words. Yeah, for some guys, working out is very hard for them to do. So that's working in. For some guys, get out of the gym because you're just avoiding your problems and you don't know how to work in. That's where I made it up. I made it up when a guy, he's a big guy and he can work out all day, but you talk to him about his emotions and he runs away. So then he's got to work in. There's no like law. It's got to be this way or that way. It's not like, that's the Kimarim Haim. Hashem should help us all. Dov, I love you. You're part of this yeshiva. I said that. Dov Prakal, even though I can't believe it's the first time in the Beis Medrash over here. Eli, what's Pshat? Your uncle, what's the Pshat? That's pretty great. Let's tip shot. But he's here. He was here. You didn't need to be here, Dov. You continue. Yishev Nachas. Continue. Hilchos Hashem. Reb Zev. What would we do with that? I said this over last time. I'm going to end off with the Hilchos Lashon Hara. I'm saying the halacha. The halacha is you're allowed to lie. You guys have heard this from me, but I can't say it enough. Can't say it enough. Beschus lechassin, Yosef ben Tamar, Yosef Schwebel, right? My Yedid Nafshi over here. Yosef, I'm so happy you're here. I'm telling you guys, you have no clue what Hashem can do for you. I don't mean that b'derech Musar. Yoni, I have no clue what Hashem can do for me. I want to say it to you guys. You guys have no idea. I have no idea what Hashem can do for me. I want to chazer that and remember that. And b'schus, here's the halacha. You're allowed to say, you're allowed to lie for peace. Everybody says that. You can lie for peace. What does that mean? Someone asks you, how was the pizza shop? You don't have to be, I want to be honest. You can say it was delicious. Believe it or not, guys, believe it or not, that's avak lashon hara to ask someone how the pizza was, and it's for sure lashon hara to say it wasn't good. Yeah, good kasha, but he's wasting money. Okay, good, we'll talk about that another time. That's the bad kasha everybody has. How can you say it? It's lashon hara to say the pizza is bad pizza. It's pure lashon hara, 100% lashon hara. It's 100% lashon hara.
Is it lashon hara to say it's avak lashon hara, and then you're assuming someone would say it's bad?
What do you mean, one more time? What do you mean? No. Go. What are you asking? That what? What do you mean? That's a good question. No. That's a very good question. If you know the person is not going to say Lashon Hara and he's like, it could be you could ask him the question. Is that what you're saying? Okay, we'll talk. I'm not going to get. Hold up. Let me just say, we'll talk about that in a second. Afterwards, after the recording. Hold up, let me just say this. So if you say something, you're allowed to lie for peace. It's talking about pizza shops. This came to me, Baruch Shem, I was talking to Yehuda Lehrfeld in Lakewood, and this is when it fell in my head. But if you lie to yourself for the sake of peace, you'll never have peace. To lie to someone else, yes. You want to lie, yes. You'll never have peace. If you're not honest with yourself, and you're not honest with yourself, and you don't know how to be honest with yourself, even if you're trying, you got to try as best as you can. Kimarim aim. You'll never, ever have peace. We should all be zeichet to have a lot of peace. Have a wonderful day, everybody. What? You need one?
Oh, maybe it was heavy stuff, maybe.
Should I be able to explain the bitterness thing? I wasn't really following. What was Rebbe saying? Like, what's the bitterness? I'm bitter, or I'm blaming other people.